بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في يوم أضحى ما عمل آدمي في هذا اليوم أفضل من دم يحرق إلا أن يكون رحما توصل. حضرت عبد الله ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned regarding the day of Eid al-Adha that on this day no person can do any action that is more virtuous than the spilling of the blood and the slaughtering of animals for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except one action, and that is joining family ties. In other words, our attention is drawn to the fact that when we are slaughtering and cutting sheep, we should make sure that we do not slaughter and cut our family ties. While we are slaughtering animals for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it should not be that on the other hand, we are displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in this regard of cutting family ties. So everybody should pay attention and see how we can join family ties also. That will be very virtuous in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Regarding the forgiveness of sins, Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his daughter Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, قومي إلى أضحياتك فاشهديها فإن لك بأول قطرة تقطر من دمها يغفر لك ما سلف من ذنوبك. He said, oh Fatima, go and stand and watch your qurbani animal being slaughtered. Because when the first drop of blood spills from that animal's neck, all your previous sins will be forgiven. قالت يا رسول الله ألنا خاصة أهل البيت أو لنا وللمسلمين. She said, O Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, is this a special reward for us who are your family? Or is it for us and the Muslims? Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, بل لنا وللمسلمين. This is for every Muslim till Qiyamah, that their sins will be forgiven when they slaughter an animal. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. We spoke about the rewards equal to the number of hairs on the skin of that animal. There are millions of fibers of wool and hair on the animal. They say minimum 20 million. If a person purchases an animal for about 3,000 rand, then for every cent he's spending, he's getting more than 60, 70 rewards, approximately 60, that's minimum, 70 rewards, hasanat, which is greater than the whole world and whatever it contains. Then the sins are being forgiven. So this is a bargain. And you can imagine how Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha must have considered this reward to be so great that she said, is this a special reward for us, the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is for every Muslim. So we should seize the opportunity. Ulama also mentioned that we should be cautious that if the animal is being slaughtered in a place where there's no parda, etc., then in that case, the woman shouldn't go and be there intermingling.